You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, and a good luck at Wednesday morning. Sun is shining. Things are good. Leaves are turning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Todd.
I'm excited about
We really
this
broke
next
his
guest.
Heart today, though.
Why?
What? Talk about Sunday. He's got so excited about going leafing in the rain. And
but we'll keep
forecast.
An eye on the forecast. Yeah, that can always change.
Because I can't go on Saturday. I got a surprise birthday party I have to go to. So,
okay. Just announce that.
And any
there.
Of your friends that have a birthday coming up Sunday? Hey. Is Steve on the phone?
Steve is on the phone.
Steve, all good right. morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent. Steve is from the Wisconsin Herd. Now, tell us about, and we want to follow the herd a bunch this season,
yeah,
by the
do.
Way, Steve, because, you know, we're on WISS in Oshkosh, and we love all things about Oshkosh and so impressed with what's been going on down there, and we really want to pub the herd. So tell us what you've got going on with your season just around the corner.
Yeah, we'd love to have you run with the herd more this season. We are launching our new season at home. First game is Friday, November 15th. So that's exciting. That's right around the corner. We'll have a draft party October 26th at Oshkosh Arena that will be open to the public at noon. So that's going to be a fun kickoff to the year. And then we have a 5K that's even earlier, October 20th. That's kind of a celebration fan face fest all day. And at the end of that, we have our national anthem auditions as well. So a lot of fun things right around the corner as we launch the season.
What? We're going to be winded. Okay. All right. So we got the 5K. No, this is going to be great.
Yeah, because hey, I was going to run in the 5K before he auditions.
Right, right.
So, hey, it says all genres. Barbershop quartets?
Yeah, bring it on. We'd love to have you try out.
Okay. What do you mean try out? I'm
Don't you know who he is?
That's right.
I'm just kidding. What are you looking for? Because I'm big GB basketball, and I've been to your place a couple times. But that national anthem, it's really nice to hear the diversity of talent that's local here. What are you expecting, or what are you hoping for?
I mean, somebody that's from the Barbershop Quartet Harmony Society, for sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
But no.
Check that box.
Check.
But no. We're looking for anyone and everyone that has the pipes to really belt out or share the national anthem on the big stage in front of our crowd. And, you know, that could range from individuals that have great vocal skills to groups like a barbershop quartet, or, you know, we even have people come in and try out with instruments and, you know, electric guitars and, you know, just things to really show, you know, their spirit to the flag and to the national anthem, but also that are exciting for our fans to hear and celebrate that.
And that's underrated, the national anthem, how it can get you in the right frame of mind for just a great event, right? I mean, you don't have the flyovers because you're in a dome, but you hear a good national anthem. It's great.
No question.
Yeah. A good one's a great one.
I don't
you know?
Think there's a better way to get hyped for a game than a really great rendition of the national anthem.
I agree.
Absolutely. And we love it when the crowd, it's so moving that the crowd actually sings along, because that happens too. And that gets the goosebumps even more when the person has, or the persons have, the ability to get the crowd into it.
So it's not a cappella. They can bring some instruments or
Absolutely. Cool.
All right. So do you have anybody signed up yet? I mean, are there some young kids signing up, or, you know, college?
Yeah,
who's there?
We definitely have people signing up. If anybody signs up that's 18 or under, they'll definitely need a guardian to sign off a waiver and be there to represent them, type thing. But the audition forms. The registration can be found online at our website, and it's on October 20th, Sunday, from 1 to 2 p.m. And, yeah, we're excited to see the talent from across the valley and across the state.
Steve, I got to tell you, so I live in Oshkosh, and I had never gone to a game until this last season. And it was, I went to the very last home game, right? I loved it so much. I was so upset with myself that I haven't gone more because it's affordable. And it's just, the whole thing is just crazy fun. And they were playing you guys were playing really well last season. And
you might have Giannis sitting 12 feet away
know,
from you.
Right.
right. It's definitely a crown jewel or a hidden gem. And when fans and even non-fans find it, they keep coming back. So, I mean, it's the second best basketball league in the world. You know, we're developing guys. We're rehabbing injuries. So you see the NBA talent of the future on the hardwood right here in the Fox Valley. You also see guys that are currently playing for the Bucks and for other teams, you know, on the floor as well. So it's really cool because it's such an intimate setting and you see such a high product of basketball, high-flying basketball, but it's family fun. So the people that don't like basketball get so involved and wrapped up in the other product, the entertainment, because the ball never stops bouncing.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're big fans of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and they made that more than a baseball game. They made that an entertainment venue for everybody, but for the diehard baseball fans, you still get to watch a bunch of future Brewers. And I feel like that's the same thing with you guys, to make sure you check off all the box of potential fans.
Million percent. You know, from our lineup of giveaways, you know, our bobbleheads, you know, we have our thematic jerseys that celebrate different heritages and different themes throughout the year, to just the fun breaks, the contests that involve the crowd and things of that nature. But yes, we do. We have the highest talent level on the floor as well. So it's definitely a fun product for everybody.
All right, so back to this national anthem. I'm getting jacked up about
this. He's thinking about
this. Look, I'm surprised you let us have the option of singing the Canadian national anthem. Everybody does that too, but that's a little easier. That's a little easier.
I love the Canadian national anthem.
That is good.
Canada.
Yeah, and John, here, but you
that
can't,
wasn't bad.
No,
was it?
But
admit
here's the deal.
That wasn't
but
bad, Jim.
It wasn't that, but here you got to read the fine print. That doesn't. You would be gonged. You have to sing the whole thing, right? You're not going to let they have to sing the whole thing in the entirety. You can't just sing "Oh Canada."
Well,
it's like, oh,
yes,
this guy's got
yes,
which is
no.
all John can sing
yes
of that
and no.
song. That's
yes
what
and
I'm
no.
saying.
I would say, folks, after the opening line, everybody jump in.
Right. Well, we might have to put the words on the screen.
That too.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I got to ask this: what do you think the odds are that Bronny James will ever be in Oshkosh this year?
This year will be tough because we don't play L.
Oh, okay.
So you can probably watch him on the league streaming and things of that nature. So he'll probably, my gut tells me he'll probably get some time with his G League team just to get more runs, get more on like rim runs and things on the courts.
So. Well, you know what I like in the games that you guys had me fill in on, there was always somebody where it's like, oh, wow. And one of them was one of the, Lonzo's brother.
Oh, Lonzo. Yeah, the Ball. Yes.
Yes, the Ball family.
The Ball family.
Yes. And so one of the brothers, he was there, and I actually talked to him a little bit. Then another, I'm a big Michigan State basketball fan, so you had Cassius Winston, who was Big Ten Player of the Year and was the number one recruit in the nation for Michigan State one year. And it's really cool. And you're not sitting, you know, like at Lambeau Field on the 58th row, and those guys are, you're right there amongst these guys, which is so cool. And the little kids are right there, high five of them as the guys walk out of the locker room. I just think if you have young basketball fans, that's a great venue at a great price.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Bucks, you know, they signed Marjon Beauchamp, AJ Green, you know, this year, potentially on our roster, depending if they make the team and the rights roll over to us. You know, we might have James Akinjo back, Ryan Rollins, Stanley Umida, you know, Anses Pasechniks, which are all guys that have skills at different levels, you know, have played in the NBA, and it'd be really cool for the youth and the state to see them right here in the Fox Valley.
I got to admit, I did, I think, 6 or 7 games a couple of years ago, and I never once could pronounce the name of your big guy from, like, Latvia.
Yes, yeah.
Go ahead and pronounce that one for me.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, that was the toughest name in sports I've ever had to try to pronounce.
The national anthem, a couple more questions.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
No, who's judging this? Are you the judge? Or
I am not the judge because I do not have the skills to sing. That stays in the shower. But the our director of game production, Brian Litke, and our entertainment coordinator, Hannah Willard, will be the judges. They may have some other people there with them, but they're the ones that really identify who will be singing. And then they also are mindful of the time it takes, you know, because they need to factor that into the scripting of the game and all that fun stuff.
So. Right. And it's only 1 to 2. So, I mean, first come, first served on this. How big of a group can you bring? I mean, you look at these choruses. You got that Clipper City. What's the Appleton Airs, right? Isn't that the name of your chorus down there? Whatever. Is it bigger groups? Are you looking for 1, 2, 4?
It really is up to the creativity of whoever comes.
Wow.
So if it's, you know, the majority of the people are usually in
solo
ones,
yeah,
or combos.
Yeah.
But yes, there are times that you have a bigger group, whether it's a church choir or a chorus group. Yeah.
And what an honor for a kid or anybody really to do this. And like we're talking about, it's such a great venue. Yeah, I hope people come out to this and, you know, trying out. I mean, it's not American Idol, but I mean, to get it in front of all these people would be quite an honor for some kids. So 1 to 2 on the 20th.
1 to 2 on the
right
20th,
after the 5K. Sunday. So if I can get done with that in 35.
Oh, my gosh.
Just don't get too winded where you can't sing.
No, I'm a 60-minute. It'd be 60 minutes at all, so I got to say.
How do people register, Steve?
They can go online to wisconsinherd.com.
Oh, okay.
And there's a link there, and they can register.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it that you're opening up to the general public.
And kids. I think some parents might bring. There's some kids out there with some unbelievable voices. Johnny and I both have our kids in theater, and yeah, they can do what they, it's up to their parents, but I mean, some of those kids can really enlighten a crowd.
Right. They're so inspiring when you have youth that can belt out the national anthem so beautifully.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know you guys went through some strange things with the arena there over the past year or so, but we did had a fun day down there in Oshkosh with Pat Tracy, and he said, man, you guys have some great people running the organization and the arena and everything like that. And it's nothing but full steam ahead with the Milwaukee Bucks, number one, hate to call it a minor league team, but, you know, their other team. I think it's really cool, Steve.
Yeah, no, it's great. VenueWorks coming on board, third-party operator, super professional, runs 40-plus arenas across the state. So, like, the country. So it's going to be huge for the fan experience. But, yes, the Bucks, the Herd, we're excited to get rolling, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, phenomenal. I'm so glad you guys aligned yourself with them because that's a tricky business, you know, and you really got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
But think about how cool this is.
It's great what they're doing.
I mean, Timber Rattlers, in one of their last games, they're two former Timber Rattlers hit home runs for the Brewers to win that game. Numerous guys from the Herd been up with the Bucks and with other NBA teams. We've got top-level athletes playing right here at a minor league price to go see them,
and
which
potentially
is cool.
The next Whitney Houston.
Or that. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Jim. Okay. Good luck with that 5K before the audition.
Right.
Steve, thanks, buddy. Back
up.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Never seen a day
great.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app going worldwide. Special thanks to Steve Brandes, Wisconsin Herd, to talk about the national anthem auditions, the 5K they're doing, all kinds of fun stuff down there in Oshkosh, which is one of our all-time favorite places. Now, we always have a small business spotlight segment, and we've got a great one today. Ben Kornowski and his sister, Emily. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
We've been trying to get you guys on for a while. Thanks for coming in.
Well, let me tell you, when you got a 20-L packet of feed every morning.
And a family business at that. This is so unique, but very cool. Not cool, it's warm. It's one of the warmer things you can buy. Tell us about your...
Is that real alpaca?
Yeah.
You got to feel this. Hang
on. Oh, yeah, no. This is unbelievable stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not a real alpaca.
No, but I mean, these things are made out of alpaca fur, right?
Yes. Right.
Oh, wow. Is that ever soft?
Tell us about how you got into this business, the store, a little bit about your trip to Peru, whatever you want to talk about. But I think this is, you've got something very unique.
Small
here.
Business spotlight?
Love it.
You're on.
Yeah, so we started when I was about 14 years old. I'm about 28 now, or 29, just had a birthday. And my grandma and my aunt got three alpacas. I liked them. They were kind of cool. So grandma and I bought another two bred females. We had some babies. We started doing farmers markets, started in Green Bay, then started doing stuff up in Door County, different festivals and events. And then we opened a store on our farm out in Luxembourg. And then we opened a store up in Fish Creek, right downtown in Founders Square.
That's a commitment.
Yeah. every day for the season.
Yeah, bricks and mortar is, you know, farmers markets are one thing, but when you really get into what you did in Fish Creek is awesome.
Jim's expertise is young entrepreneurs.
Love them.
And he likes to know what the keys have been to make you a success, what your biggest fears were or are, and what your future plans are. Yeah. So he teaches classes on this, so I'm going to turn it over to him.
I just get the impetus to really get into this. I mean, starting a business is hard. It just is. And it's sexy, it's glamorous, but people don't see what's behind the curtain on that. I mean, you worked awfully, very, very hard to get this going. But you know, what made you say this is this? 14 years old, you like alpacas, that's it?
Yeah, it kind of
that's
evolved.
That's pretty cool.
How can I make a business out of this?
Right, I love that thinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it kind of evolved from just going to the farmer's market. We opened a store. It was just open at Christmas time on our farm. And people would come out and see the animals, pick up Christmas gifts. And then in the summer, it was always so busy at the farmer's market, so we decided that we should try a store. It was after our first trip to Peru back in like 2016 that we opened the store. I was in college. I just transferred to UW Green Bay, which was great because I was right here.
Yeah.
And my mom helped me out working when I had class, but I was able to get all my classes in like 2 days and then work at the store the other 5 days a
week.
Awesome.
Well, that's awesome. What do you make? What's the number one seller? What kind of products do you have that we can buy?
These stuffed animals are pretty cool.
Yeah,
those are awesome.
Little stuffed animals. Socks. Socks are one of our biggest sellers.
I bet.
The alpaca is softer, stronger, warmer than wool. It wicks moisture, so it keeps your feet cool and dry in the summer, warm and dry in the winter. They make great Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of alpaca socks.
Oh, yeah. They've got...
Wow.
You must make... sweaters.
Do you wear those?
Yeah,
really?
We do sweaters, coats, anything that you can make out of regular clothes, we sell and make out of alpaca.
Does your sister make them? Or what?
Yeah, what's do you wear alpaca socks?
No, my sister's a funeral director.
For the alpacas?
Who feeds the alpacas? Emily, do you go out and feed the alpacas at times?
Occasionally, but usually our dad or Ben does. My dad just retired, so now he's got a lot of time, you know, just to hang out.
In general, how are they? Their temperament and everything?
They're really actually kind of, they're really nice. We hold them when they're just born, and then we actually bottle fed one of them, so he's kind of thought that we were his mom.
That's cool. Then how do you shear them?
Yeah, we shear them once a year in the springtime, and we put them, it's a lot like shearing a sheep, but we do it on a table, lay them out flat, shear them off nice.
You lay the alpacas out flat?
Yep, yeah, put them up on a table, lay them flat. The table has a hinge on it. So
you should do that to your dog, Milton.
No, you're not shaving him. They must love that. I mean, that's got to be a lot of alpaca, what do you call that? Not hair, fur, what's it?
Fiber.
Fiber. When you shave that gives you a lot.
If you've had a couple warm days before you do it, tell that they feel a lot,
like,
a lot better afterwards.
It's like getting a haircut on a real hot day. Huh? Uh-huh. It feels cooler.
I'm trying to get a haircut once a year. Yeah, so.
So do you send it someplace then? How do you? Because you got these beautiful stuffed animals here. They're unbelievably soft. And these must be a big seller in your stores.
The stuffed animals are, yeah.
Oh, man. Any little kid would just go crazy to have something like that. But you clip them, or you shear them, rather, and then do you send that off someplace?
Yeah, there's a mill out in Minnesota that processes our yarn for us, comes back to us. Some of the stuff we make on our farm, but most of it, we actually have friends in Peru who knit for us.
Wow.
I go down there 1, 2, 3 times a year, depending on the year, and work with them in making a lot of our products. The stuff that we make here is spun in Minnesota from our animals, and the stuff that we do down there is actually made with Peruvian alpaca fiber.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. So what are your plans? I mean, you've done a lot since 2008, if you look at this thing.
He basically wants your entire, like, mission statement, your market plan, literally in his head, he's grading you.
No.
He's literally grading you in his mind.
I'm analyzing a potential investment. What is your... What are your plans? I mean, that's a good market for you up there in Door County.
Yeah. And we are working on our marketing a little bit more to try to push our online sales, alpaca2apparel.com. And we are really trying to grow that out so that even when we're closed, we're open.
Well, absolutely. And the time, they can buy anytime they want. You know, people like me who don't, like, we're just talking, what time did you get up this morning? 1 o'clock. You know, I mean, I buy a lot of stuff online sometimes at that time. Are you good at that? Because there are some students at NWTC and, of course, you're a GB grad that are looking for internships that could maybe help you with some ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're, it gets better and better every year. We were on, so to get really deep into it, we were on like three different platforms for all of our different inventory systems. So
it was really bad
for a while because none of the inventory lined up. So I would be calling people, hey, you ordered a blue sock, but could I send you a pink one instead? And everybody was really good about it. But we finally got everything on one platform so that somebody orders it, we can just send it to them. There's no phone call involved.
Who handles that?
I do.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
I think it's really cool that your hands are involved with everything.
Vertically integrated, right?
Yep.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Ben Karnowski and his sister Emily, who's the, what would you consider yourself there, Emily?
The boss.
The brains?
The brains, the boss.
The boss. No, I'm just a funeral director and an embalmer, so.
All right. But you still like alpacas.
I do.
All right.
But those alpacas look good.
They're awesome. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
Like she embalmed them. That was my joke.
Oh.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and, of course, the Civic Media app. We're doing a small business spotlight right now, and we're with Ben Karnowski and his sister, Emily. Alpaca to Apparel is the name of their business.
And that is what you do. I mean, you're sometimes people get a name of a business. It's like, what do you guys do?
What does that mean?
So here we are with Alpaca to Apparel. And you, like I said before the break, you're really vertically integrated. You raise the alpaca and then you shear them and send it to be dyed. Although there's 20 natural colors?
20 natural colors, yep.
And what do you make most? Like, what's the most popular thing that people can buy online or if they stop in your store?
Socks. Alpaca socks.
Those quick.
Scarves. Blankets. Socks,
are those for like really cold weather or just because they make your feet feel good?
We do both. We have our heavy boot socks is our most popular sock for hunting.
That's what I was going to ask.
It's a real thick sock, so it's great for wearing around the house like a slipper too.
Okay.
And then we have our regular crew socks, or we have for everyday wear, or we have alpaca crew socks that have little alpacas on them. So they're cute. You can wear them for dress socks. You can wear them for cute socks.
That's awesome.
I think these sound like perfect Christmas gift items.
Yeah.
Do you have stockings? Like, can you have like a Santa stocking out of alpaca?
We don't have those.
Think about that. Would be an expensive.
Yeah. That's something you would have, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's be honest.
Tell me about the dryer balls. I think that's something that nobody likes static in their clothes.
Right, yeah. So they're balls. They're about... They're about the size of a tennis ball.
Okay.
But instead of just using a tennis ball, these aren't made out of plastic. They're natural. And you put them in the dryer, and they soften the clothes, reduce drying time, pull the static out of the clothes. You can put essential oils on them, so you get the scent of like a dryer sheet, but you don't have all the chemicals that are in a dryer sheet. And then three of them work best to load, and ours last about 3 to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I'm still fascinated by the one thing you talked about earlier, though. You actually have them trained so they will lay down on a table to be sheared?
Yeah, I mean, some of them like it more than others, but our animals are very well trained.
But I mean, do you lift them up and put them on there, or how do
The table's on a hinge, so you have a base.
We got this syringe, and
we put them out.
We don't do that.
We
have a table, and it'll flip down onto its side, and then you
put them on there.
Walk the animal next to it, and you kind of lift it onto it, but you use gravity to flip it up.
Okay.
And then they're laying flat.
Oh, wow. Okay, and they'd lay there and allow you to do that.
Yeah, we put straps on their front and back legs so that they don't start kicking.
Right.
But for the most part, a lot of them will just lay there. Some of them will kind of spit or drool the whole time, but
right?
They can spit, but they usually spit at each other when they're.
But it's the llamas that spit.
A llama is going to come up and spit at.
Are they related?
You guys, but they are. They're in the same genetic family.
Why do they spit? Is that a sign of like defiance or something?
It's like their defense. All they can really do to hurt you is spit at you, or they can kick you, but it's like getting slapped.
They can spit a little further than they can kick.
Yep.
I was just thinking when Mino needs a shearing, we'll just take him over there. We'll
lay me down. Yeah, absolutely. I think that sounds fun. I would do that.
It's like stand next to this table.
Yes, I'd be okay with that.
That's pretty cool. And how many llamas do you have? Alpacas do you have?
About 20.
All right. And what's the life of an alpaca about?
About 20 years, 20, 25 years. Some get older faster. Some of them don't. I have a 21-year-old in our barn right
now. Wow!
And do they produce the same amount of fiber?
No, as they get older, the fiber, they make a little bit less of it. They produce a little bit less of it, and it's not quite as soft.
Oh, okay.
Gets a little tougher, huh?
Right.
Do you have, like, baby alpacas then? I mean, do you have husband and wife type alpacas, and they get it on and yada, yada, yada?
Yep.
Okay,
Yep.
Oh! I didn't know. I didn't know if you just, you buy them full grown or something. Raise them.
We breed them. We do some of the breeding in-house. We have males, and some of the breeding we do at other farms as well.
Oh, cool.
Depending on what we're looking for.
But you guys have kind of a hobby farm background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had horses and chickens and goats when we were kids.
No kidding. Well, that'd be fun. What did you do, Emily? What was your job with the animals?
I had the horses. So I rode the horses and cleaned out the stalls and stuff and fed them. So
you got a broken nose.
I broke my nose in high school. I was riding the horse, and the horse reared up and hit me in the face. I blacked out, and then I woke up on the ground.
Wow!
And did you get back on the horse?
Eventually, I did, yeah.
Was it like your horse, like your friendly horse, and he still did that to you?
It was my childhood horse.
Wow! Yeah. I fell off a horse one time at a birthday party, and I've been afraid of horses ever since. And and I actually had people, when I was doing stories on rodeos and stuff, and I'd be around and the guy would say, hey, my horse doesn't like you. No lie, because they would be like that.
Sounds like an elephant.
That's a horse. A horse that was telling me he didn't like me. And the guy said because he could sense I didn't have a good feeling around them.
Yeah, yep. That's like my dog. He did.
His dog hates me. Mm-hmm. His dog, Christmas party, you ring the doorbell. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Everybody's coming in.
His dog was the greeter. He'd run down the stairs all the time. And as soon as I go, Milton. He scrambled back upstairs. Jim said, ran under the bed and didn't come out.
Fit under the bed anymore. But yeah, I trust animals. I do.
They sense you. But are alpacas like that? Can they sense? Like, do certain ones have a certain attitude?
I mean, with one that's really friendly, she comes over to us, says hi. She hears the sound of your voice and comes over by you. Even if we have them up at the store in Fish Creek and there's 20 people standing there looking at you, if you're somebody that she's familiar with or she knows, she'll come over and hang out with us.
Really? Are they good for kids to be around and pet them and stuff like that, or no?
We bring them to farmer's markets. When we go to the farmer's market, we bring a pen of alpacas with us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And kids pet them. Sometimes they'll stand, if they don't want to be pet, they'll stand an arm's length away. And if they do want to be pet, they'll stick their head out and
so they've got toots. They have attitudes.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
Pretty good marketing, right? To bring,
Yeah,
that's so competitive. There's 100 booths there, and you want people to stop.
Come to Green Bay?
Yeah.
We do not have any events that we've been doing in Green Bay.
Okay. But did you start it in Green Bay, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we started doing a little Wednesday night farmer's market at Terry's Naturally.
Yeah.
There was like five other vendors there. It was a great way to get into it and figure out.
I'll bet. Well, that would be so cool to have that. So could your stuff being sold right there and have one or two of the alpacas right there for yeah people to see. That's awesome.
Tell me how we can, your place in locally here, not the Fish Creek one. You also sell.
Right. Yeah. We have a store on our farm in Luxembourg. It's open every day in November and December. Great for Christmas shopping. If you're coming out to Kewaunee for get your meat or cheese or wine from Barrel of 44, getting your Christmas tree down the road at Ison's, stop out.
I used to live on Sleepy Hollow Road.
Did you? That.
Oh, yeah. So I'm out in your neck of the
woods. You lived in Kewaunee?
Where are you guys?
I didn't know that.
On 54?
We're off from 29.
Oh, you're at 29?
Yep. If you take 29 out of Bellevue.
Yeah.
We're right by Kranich's Berry Farm in Parallel 44. We're on East Townline Road, N3569 East Townline Road.
That's a great drive. Like in the fall when we do football games at Kewaunee. I loved that drive on the way to the games. That was really cool. I think that's awesome. I'm getting back to the shearing thing. I'm fascinated by the shearing thing. So you shear them. How long is it like a person getting a haircut? How long before it grows back?
We shear them once a year. So it'll start growing back right away. We shear them down to less than probably an eighth of an inch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then by the time it grows all the way out, on some animals, it can be 6 or 8 inches long.
Wow.
And when you think about taking 6 or 8 inches, from all around an animal. So you go from an animal that the animal is about 12 inches smaller all the way around. Their necks look like.
Yeah, bad. Right. Who does the shearing? Emily, do you do the shearing? The shearing person?
Occasionally, but usually Ben does most of it. Usually there's somebody there like holding the alpaca's head and then somebody like kind of petting him a little bit to keep him calm. And then he's doing the shearing.
That's what they do when I get a haircut. They have to pet me to keep me calm.
How long does the actual shearing take?
It used to take about an hour, but I've got better at it. I do it in within probably 20 minutes or a half hour.
Wow.
But you do all 20 at once?
We run them, not within a day. It probably takes us 2 or 3 days to do it.
What do they eat? What do you feed alpacas?
Grass and hay, and then there's a little pelleted
spam.
Stuff
like,
so it sounds pretty easy. Yeah, spam. I'm a big spam person.
Yeah.
Well, this is neat. Like I said before, Jim put us on to this, teaches classes on this, and he really likes to analyze the difference between a small business that really made it, a small business that's average, and a small business that didn't make it. And a lot of times, it's the exact same reasons for each three categories, right, Jim?
Yeah, it is. And you obviously know your market. You started this when you were 14 years old. And I think that's great that your distribution is not just bricks and mortar, that you're online.
Yep.
I mean, that's just important for people to see. But I where did you get your, like, you don't have to tell me, but your startup capital? That's always something kids go in with not enough money. That's, they run out of money. That's the number one reason businesses go out. Pretty good marketing plan, pretty good this, pretty good that, but
yeah, better have the cash, Andy, huh?
We really started really small, so.
Which is smart.
Yeah, and everything that I made from it, I stuck back into it. So after, I think I started with one stuffed alpaca, and every time I sold one, I bought another one or two more, and just kind of grew that way.
That's pretty good discipline. I mean, some people get money and, I kind of like this piece of clothing, like this car, I like this girl, and just the money goes pretty quick. So that, I'll give you a lot of credit for putting it back into your business.
Is that what you didn't make in small business? Ooh, I like this girl.
All right.
That happened.
We're lucky. All right. And future plans statewide, you're going to keep what you're doing? And do you think about that?
We're going to keep what we're doing. But if the right store, right building, right location shows up, I would definitely be interested in it.
Okay. I'm not joking about this, because we bring the girl on sometimes from UWGB, and she's got that hobby farm, right?
Yes.
And she does, and she's got a great job, but she also does that in the morning, mucks out the barns, she's all that, does her chores and everything like that. And I've told her, I've always in the back of my mind wanted to be kind of a rancher.
Yeah.
A farmer rancher type. And if you ever need some help.
I knew it was going here.
I knew it was going here. I'd be willing to come in and work for you.
All right.
Yeah, just leave it at that. All right. All right. Okay. See, she said that.
She's going to help with shearing next year.
Have I not? said you know what? That I'd love to be a hobby farmer and a rancher. Yeah, have I not said that?
You've definitely said that. Now, whether or not it would fit your personality. Yeah.
Did you ever?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're too young, but there used to be a cartoon called Mr. Wizard. And watch that sometime. Right here. I'm sitting right next to the guy.
But you know what I want, though?
They get out there, and he just screwed it up. And then he just called Mr. Wizard to come back to reality.
No, so. Here's the I want to build a little loft upstairs of the barn to live in. I've always wanted to live in a barn. Could I arrange that? Could I build that?
You'd have to talk to Emmy. She's getting married out there next summer.
Are you really?
I am.
Oh, yes. On the farm?
Yep, in
June. That's cool.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. I love those. Good friends of mine up in the Sturgeon Bay area, they were dairy farmers and converted the barn into a wedding venue. It's so cool. It's incredible. That's like the popular thing now.
Dairy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
So you kind of want to be like the guy in Green Acre, the farmhand that lived in the barn, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
That's exactly what I want. That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
Good call.
You got a good start.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you guys for being here. This is fascinating. Been wanting to get you on for a long time.
Yeah.
And I had no idea about this. I had no idea this fur is so soft. It's unbelievable.
And warmer and drier. There's just so many advantages. I think you're really onto something. Give us your website again. I know.
I want to buy some socks for deer hunting.
Yes, you do.
I'm not even kidding about that.
Yeah, stop out at the store or visit us online at alpacatoapparel.com.
Outstanding.
Alpaca to apparel. Okay, you'll take the pink.
And if people are traveling through Luxembourg, do you guys have signs for your places there?
We do, yeah. When we open up in November, every day we have regular hours, 10 to 5. Every day in November, and we have signs. We start in Bellevue, and we have signs all the way to Kewaunee. So.
Oh, that's you!
Yeah.
It's like the Corn Palace.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not. Ben and Emily, thank you so much for being here. Alpaca to Apparel. One more time, the website.
AlpacaToApparel.com.
Beautiful. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to set a break. Back after us.
To be far, living is the life for me. Spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore penthouse view.
All right, welcome back. Thank you again for coming in. That's
awesome. I'm serious. I want some of those socks.
And those are good socks. And
I have like sensitive feet.
There's scarves.
What?
The stuff we learn about
right?
I have sensitive feet.
I do. It seems like they get cold right away. And I've been walking a bunch, so they're pretty sore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The insteps. So I think something like that would be nice and cushiony.
You really think people... Huh? Care, but that's great. Yeah, that's,
no, they do care, Jim. I get that a lot of times. But people say, Johnny, I'm going to knit you some nice socks.
Okay. Those are going to be that is like he's talked about, just not soft, but I mean, the character of the alpaca.
I don't think I've ever even like seen one. That was the softest thing I've ever felt in my life.
There's an alpaca farm that we've stopped at, and they actually had the coats and everything, but that's not cheap either. I mean, you're not going to buy a lot of gifts, for Christmas. One good gift,
You guys should definitely, when they open up for the holiday season, you guys
absolutely.
Should go out there.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
And
we'll
then
take
I think
a camera
we should,
along.
Well, I think we should stop at Parallel 44 too.
Sure.
That's a local company.
Absolutely.
It's
a great place.
Yes. We
like. Is that where you said that vodka distillery was too, Todd?
I'm not sure.
I don't think.
Was it you talked about it?
No.
Where
I don't
you can
think so.
Taste all different kinds of vodka?
That's all wine. Parallel 44 is wine.
No, I know, okay. But I know there's a vodka wine.
You're thinking about Door County wine.
Well, what's that place? We had those people on here. They're from Denmark. Remember? They had a distillery there.
A vodka?
Well, I thought it was more than that. Maybe I've got the wrong place.
Door County Wine has a distillery of vodka there.
Oh,
that's what
it was a schoolhouse. I got you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the guy out at Bay Beach has a distillery with Cool Passion.
Yeah, we got to go back. We got to try that sometime.
Yeah.
We've never been there.
No.
Yeah, that was really cool what he brought in that day. Yeah. Love these small businesses.
And as he said, when you go out to the alpaca farm to buy something in Parallel 44, that's Crohn's Cheese is out there, and then Connop's Meat Market.
That's such a great area.
Right
there.
That is, well, is that because of the Belgian influence?
Yeah, I think, but those businesses have all been there a long, long time. I mean, they've got some sustainability. So anyway, and there's a couple bars out there, burger places that we can stop at. So that'd be a fun road trip. We do that.
And you know what?
I'd like to.
I don't know if a realty company owns it or who owns it, but I would still love to just walk into Frog Station one more time. And I'd like to see if it's exactly the way it was the last time I was there. Because the last time I was there, it had an old pool table, which was leaning to one side, had an old jukebox, had the old kind of bar. I would just love to walk in and see if it's, you know, if they just locked the doors and walked out. I know they've had water damage. Does anybody know? Can you at least see Frog Station, which I still think is one of the coolest old school bars? What do we always say our favorite thing is? Have a waitress at 78 years old that calls you hun. Yeah. And she makes great cheeseburgers and onion rings and has maybe might have a little old fashioned or a little. No, you know what she'd have behind the bar? A little blackberry brandy.
Remember
the place they used to go down the country up north? She'd always have a little thing of blackberry brandy behind the bar she'd be sipping on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd, hey, I did get, we'll talk about this next week, the Packer statues that are downtown. And
right.
People in our whole listening area, Northeast Wisconsin, have seen those, I think. And
there's an incredible number of people that come to town for games get their picture taken there.
So there's a development proposed on that site, and the people who donated the statues, they're like, hey, I don't know that I really want these moved. You know, this is part of the deal.
And the location is very important to the whole project.
The architect, the guy with the idea, Cliff Crystal, who's a writer for the Packers, picked that site or asked for that site specifically because of the location to where they were founded. I mean, it was a block away from this and the whole Heritage Trail. Well, anyway, the developer, they had this meeting yesterday, and Todd's like, how did the meeting go? And a friend of mine was there, but he just sent me a text that they moved the meeting for unrelated reasons due to the developer plan change. So it's going to be next week. So
okay.
We're going to stay on top of that because it affects everybody in our listening area. I mean, people love cool, unique things. I mean, that's right up there.
That's
I
as
think,
cool with, and unique and representative of Green Bay as anything you'll find.
And $1 million.
But here's the thing, though, too, Jim. We're talking, again, was it apartments they're building and a restaurant and things like that or whatever? I can't think of, if I built something like that and want people to come to it, I can't think of anything better as a landmark in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Where are you located?
Than statues of Bart Starr and Paul Hornung and, you know, legendary people.
Yeah, and if you could incorporate that as an entrance
to
walk through that every day, it's almost like walking through, you know, some of these arches at some of these great schools. And I don't know, I think that would be cool. But look, I'm not the developer. If I were, I'd take a look and say, wow, that's an opportunity. I would be more mad if they were going to move them. I mean, I'd be like, oh, man, don't you do that to me. That's one of the reasons I'm doing that. But yeah, I don't know where they're from, but you know, to have something unique and it becomes your landmark, you don't really need an address as much. You can just tell people where you live. They're like, oh, yeah, I know where you are.
You know what else I've thought of that? Sometimes I think, what do I know of that kind of reminds me of that? And it's New York City, Lincoln Square, where they have the ice skating rink and the huge tree and that big statue out in front.
Rockefeller Square.
I'm sorry. That little area, I mean, it's not going to happen now, but in retrospect, that could have been kind of a cool thing.
The building next door should have been that. I mean, that's in the plan. It was approved. That should have been
really?
Park. That should have been a park. Well, whatever. I can't.
But I can see a huge anymore. Christmas tree there and the ice skating and all those kind of things.
Yeah. And you want to have that.
In the summer, there could be an outside cafe.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
And the small town, big town, you need a Central Park.
Somebody asked me, was it that asked me?
They have ice skating.
About they were trying to explain to somebody where downtown, what is the heart of downtown?
Yeah, if you put a needle in downtown, where would it be?
Where would it be?
Yeah.
Where would you put it?
Well, I know where I would have put it. I mean, you'd like to think the City Deck. People can argue, you know, Broadway, but I think Broadway is part of our greater downtown. But, you know, what is the landmark? I think you're looking at that corner right there.
I agree.
So
I totally agree.
But we'll see. I mean,
all right.
A friend of mine is following this, and he's going to text us. And I might have him on next week, too. He's a good guy.
All right.
All right.
Todd, thanks for lining up some great guests.
Yeah, that was fun.
Appreciate it very much.
Tomorrow we got a super interesting guest. A friend of mine's coming on from the CUB, the Consumer Utility Board. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be interesting for all our listeners in Northeast Wisconsin.
All right. We're out of time. Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. And if anybody has relatives down in that Tampa area, man, our thoughts and prayers are with you. I know that's a corny thing to say and cheesy, but we're thinking of you. Get through it safely. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Mine on the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.